Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Hartley's going to find the winners. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. What a beautiful day. We've had magnificent weather the last few days. It's more like spring. Going to be another lovely day, 24, 25 degrees at Wine today. Tracks are good for very, very nice program. Couple of odds on shots. Very hard to see them being beaten. They look a class above their rivals, the two odds on shots. We'll talk about them when we come to that race. But all in all, it's a very good program. And the quaddy races, the last four, are pretty wide open. Righto, mate, let's have the market in race one.
Okay, one Manly Cove, $5. Two Little Wonder, 13. Three Moinda, 13. Four Paws, 81. Five Riverbird, $1.40. Six She's My Girl, 8. Seven's Out, number 8. Stanford Mether is $81. Nine Up to It, 81. Ten Intercontinental, 9.50 and 11 Out. Favourite, 140. Five Riverbird.
My numbers here are 5, 6, 1, and 10. This is one of the short price commodities. Number 5, Riverbird, looks an out and out certainty in this race. Let's have a look at her form. She ran in the Gosford Guineas. She got the less than 5 lengths to Military Zone last start, December 28. She ran 3 consecutive seconds at Canterbury to Rulam in Ruby, beaten ahead, to Leicester, beaten a long head, and Lundberg, beaten a long head again. Now, that was back in November, December. She's had 2 recent trials. She has won both trials. And the last trial, there was a tearaway leader. She was running second. She wasn't pushed out at all. A horse that runs second, Snow Valley, in the trial, raced really well at Scone at the carnival the other day. And Prophet's Thumb was a good thing beaten at Scone. And it ran third in the trial, even though, you know, it was hard held to the line. This filly, Riverbird, went really, really good. Got a nice barrier, Cathy O'Hara, to ride. She'll be too good for these at the long odds on. Number 6, She's My Girl. I thought it was second pick. It's won a string of trials recently. I saw it run second at Cessnock. It's only start back in July last year. It was only just beaten. It had every chance. Led all the way. Taken on from the 600. But just got nailed by Pluck and Lucky, who went on to win a couple of races after that. One Manly Cove has got a place chance for Bjorn Baker. It's run second in a recent trial. And number 10, Intercontinental, trained by the Snowdens, having its first start. Trials enough at Flash. It's an Exceed and Excel colt, bred by Sir Patrick and Lady Hogan over there in New Zealand. But I expect it'll go much, much better on race day. Got Barrier 1 and Tim Clark. 5, 6, 1, and 10.
Right, now race 2, one Badge of Honour, 101, 2 Display Case, 126, 3 Haversack, 61, 4 Road to Blue Sky, 250, 5 Solid North is 101, 6 Out, 7 Downstage, 650, 8 Patriot Missile, 81, 9 Prince Camelot, 420, 10 The Boomerang, 350, 11 Low and Princess, 550. The favourite, 250, 4 Road to Blue Sky.
Race 2, 10, 9, 4 and 7. This is my best bet. I mean, you can't tip them short price ones as your best bet, but The Boomerang. He'll be in the black figures, probably around about $3.50 or $4 when, by the time they jump. I think he is the best bet of the day. Trained by David Payne, a master trainer of stayers. This young three-year-old's only had 2 runs. He went in a 1,400 at Nowra and 40-1, well beaten back April 21. Then David pushed him straight up to the 2,100 here at Wyong on May 2 when he ran a bottler. Sam Clibberton rode him. He led. He was 2 in front at the 1,600, still in front at the 800, and he fought on like a bulldog to just go down to Cleverly. Now, yesterday at Warwick Farm, Cleverly ranged up. Looked as if it may win a race there at around about the 300 and wasn't beaten that far. So I'm thinking the form out of the race is going to be pretty good. Number 9, Prince Camelot, chased the Boomerang home at Wyong. Finished store 1.3 lengths behind the Boomerang. Yeah, it got back a bit further than the other horse. Went up third behind the leader on straightening. Got him the clear at the 150 and hit the line pretty good. It's second pick. Number 4, Road to Blue Sky, on a very quick backup. It raced at Kembla last Saturday. what happened there. It tired a bit late, made ground around the 600 in traffic, went back to the inside when it got a split, but just tired a little bit late to get beat about two lengths. In this race, it's a definite place chance. Number 7 Downstage, likewise, all the way from Orange. 10 a good thing to beat 9, 4, and 7.
Righto, the third, One Embracer, $1.15, 2 out, 3 Harry's Comet, 81, 4 Well Decorated, 15, 5 Nikki Rose, 23, 6 out, 7 Smart Decision, 7.50. Number 8, Avera, 14, 9 Fonts, 81, 10 Mantelong, 1 up, 15, and 11 Wow Wow Kapow, 101. Favourite, $1.15, One Embracer.
Rate 3, 1, 7, 10, and 8. This will be long, long odds on, as you said there. Sean runs second at Warwick Farm. It's only start beating a length at $2.40. Got hampered at the start. Embracer second outside the leader. Shifted out abruptly at the 250. Just wandered drift out of the straight. Very green. Hit the line pretty good behind Host Wind Supreme. Had been trialling really good prior to that. Won a trial by 6 lengths at Ramwick. Then won another one there on the 15th of April. Josh Parr, the ride, he's in great form there. Central Coast boy, the barrier's okay, and it just looks a put-in, take-out proposition. Embracer from the Gay and Adrian Stable. Number 7, Smart Decision, second pick. John O'Shea has got this filly by Smart Missile. She ran 5th at Newcastle, first up recently, only beaten 3 lengths to Zilma, who goes good. She was 4 wide, no cover. Contact another runner on straightening. I thought the run was good enough to be second pick here. Number 10, Mandalong, one up at a bit of value. Third run back, could run a place. And number 8, Avera, also at a pretty good price for Clary Connors. Couple of good placings lately. Rising class, but could run a place. 1, 7, 10 and 8.
Righto, the next, the fourth, the two-year-old. Number 1 out, 2 exceeding, 750, 3 Furphy, 126. 4 Hey Mighty, 7, 5 out, 6 New Offer, 9, 7 Shielded, 15, 8 Travanti, $9, number 9 Zach Hat, $12, 10 Blazing Mist, $240, 11 Mini Boom, $440, 12 Red October, 101, 13 Sweet Fu, 101, 14 out, $240 favourite, 10 Blazing Mist.
Race 4, 10, 11, 2 and 4. Well, she is a very, very smart filly, Blazing Mist, and the mystery is she hasn't won a race yet. She's had 5 starts for 3 placings. Mark Newman brought her to Newcastle on debut. He was very confident. I spoke to him. Started $1.85, and she ran into a smart one in Cosmic Force. Beat her 3/4 of a length. She runs second. Went to the Kenzo. Got beat ahead to Tenley. Went to Ramwick in the English Nursery. Got beat 2 to a session. Come to Rose Hill in the Group 3 win, and only got beat a long head to a short neck by a Merceman. Finished behind Cal Becchio in the Millennium and went to the paddock. Won a trial recently at Ramwick by 4 lengths. Rachel King trialled her. She's riding her. Let her rip in the trial from the top of the straight, and she bolted in, ridden out. Got a tricky draw, but she's got a ton of speed. They can go forward here from the 1100 and get one in or even lead. But she's pretty smart. I think she'll be too good for these. She may not be in black figures when they jump. Second pick in the race, number 11, Mini Boom for Gay and Adrian. It's won 2 trials lately by Spirit of Boom, as the name suggests. Hippo's rode in both trials at Ramwick, and it's won them both. Led in the last one. He pushed it along in the straight. Second horse could have beat it, Blazing Miss. But as I just spoke about her, she's pretty good. But this horse still went very well. Its second pick, number 2, Exceeding Excel Colt. From the Hawk Stable. Last trial at Warwick Farm. The back second last in a field of 7. Got a split on the turn. Held up in the straight. Jay Ford never rode it out. Got beat about 3.5. The Roman Wolf in Strasbourg. And that trial was okay. Number 4, Hey Mighty. Another one, Gay and Adrian's. Jimmy Clark had to shake it up to win the trial the other day. First up today, it's on debut. 10, 11, 2 and 4.
Race 5, now 1 out. Number 2, Hidden Hills, 9.50. 3 Money Travels, $8. 4 Cops and Robbers, 6.50. 5 out. 6 Serbaloni, 13. 7 Set Golds, 3. 8 North, 2.70. Number 9, Commander Bell, 13. 10 All Charges, 34. 11 Hasty Heart, 26. And 12 Stellar Ardens, 151. 270 favourite, number 8, North.
Race 5, numbers here, 7, 8, 4 and 3. I like set goals there. Bobby Alyssa rides a Rick Worthington, a Schnitzel filly. She's had one run, and she ran third at Warwick Farm in January. Now, the two horses that beat her, Lashes and Kylie's, a Saturday city horse, and they've both won two races. She got beat four lengths, I know. She said the lead of the turn and fought it out that the others were too class. Lashes and Kylie's had beat these big ten. Now, today, barrier four, as I said, Bobby's right, first up after two trials. I think she'll be very, very hard to beat in this race here. Second pick in the race is number 8, North, was a dual acceptor. Are they going to run here? It runs second at Randwick, that led that day in the trial. The winner nailed it right on the line in that trial, and that was Trevonti, and it was only just beaten. It's had four trials that I know of by Deep Pearl. Goes pretty good. Won a trial at Rose Hill back in January. It'll be hard to beat. Just going back to set goals, I said it led in that race at Warwick Farm, which it did not lead. I was talking about the trial that it led in recently. It was run about third or fourth in that race in which Lashes beat Kylie's back in January. Third pick, number 4, Cops and Robbers, got a bad habit of missing the kick. Sensationally back first up at Wyong on April 11 and come out lengths and lengths behind them. Ended up running second, was a terrific run. Went to Warwick Farm, come out slow again, and ended up running about sixth. And then John Thompson sent it to the trials, and it jumped okay. Rachel King trialled it at Kemmler and May 8. Jumped okay, shared the lead, and she had a huge grip on it in the straight. If he jumps well again today, he's got a definite strong each-way chance here, Cops and Robber. Robbers, he's a former Queenslander. Number 3, Money Travels, first up. Might have been much in the trial at Grafton, but gee, it won the trial easily, hard held. And Warren Gavilop, when he comes down here from Coffs Harbour, they normally race pretty well. 7, 8, 4, and 3.
All right, race 6, 1, Seeing is Believing, 240, 2-hour fun, 550, 3, Midi, 12. Number 4, Momentum Amethyst, 18, 5, Blues Bow, 13, 6, Time to Rethink, 19, 7, Pick of the Day, 320. Abel Triola, 34, 9, Nathan Road, 15, 10, Any Saturday, 126. 11, Rolly and Riches, 151, 12, Marvellous, 71, 13, Prince High, 151. Favourite, 240, 1, Seeing is Believing.
Race 6, numbers here, 1, 7, 2, and 3. Number 1, Seeing is Believing. I don't think there's a lot between it and number 7, Pick of the Day. But Seeing is Believing is as honest as today's long. Kim Waugh's got him. Trained on the track. He's had two runs this time in. Serge Lisley give him a pearl of a ride first up at Newcastle on April 13. Behind the leaders. Got a split soon as they straighten. And he run down De Valera. Horse of John O'Shea's. It goes pretty good. And he was able to run it down and beat it a length and a half on the line. Come to Wyong here the other day. He was worse in midfield. And he raced a bit tight late. And he only just got beat a half head or a nose. Serge protested unsuccessfully against the winner, Liardo, who had a gun run in the race. Protest was dismissed. Comes here today, third up. Jay Ford rising today. Got a lovely barrier. Gee, I think he'll be very hard to beat. On the other hand, Pick of the Day. He's got very good credentials. Trainer Pat Webster, the Jerry Harvey. Run fourth at Newcastle first up. Got a bit tired late. There was only 5 runners that day, but the winner's very good. Stella Seasun, one of Chris Lee's. She'll be going to the city shortly. Got beat about 2.5 lengths. But if you go back to her last prep, before a spell, she got beat 3.5 at Randwick to Vinnie Power. Savakul beat her 2.7 on the Kenzo in October. She runs second at Palmatier, beating 2 at Warwick Farm in October. I mean, all 3 of those runs are very, very good runs. Barrier 5, Travis Wolfgram. I think it's a big, big danger. Number 2, Our Funds, had one run, bolted in at Kembla That was on the 30th of April. Was running midfield, hit the front at the 200 and kept going to win impressively. It's third pick. And number three, best of the others, Meaty. It won a race at Musselbrook the other day. 1, 7, 2, and 3.
Righto, race 7, one out. Number 2, Cinque Dea, is $2.70. 3, I'm a Legend, $3.60. 4 out, 5, Defeat, $6. 6 out, 7, Gorgons, $5.50. 8, First Reading, 9. Number 9, Jamaican Dream, 7. 10, Rebecca's Quest, 12. 11, Joel and Joel, and 81. Favourite, $2.70. Number 2, Cinque Dea.
Race 7, numbers here, 2, 7, 3, and 5. I think Cinque Dea, however they call it, won a trial at Warwick Farm the other day, shared the lead, allowed to cruise home, had plenty in reserve, trial well at Canterbury prior to that, altered him one day at Gosford back on New Year's Eve. It was very impressive there, and it did run third one day at Hawkesbury. Richard and Michael have it ready first up from the good barrier. I think it'll get the money. Number 7, Gorgon. It was very impressive winning last start at Wyme, was on the speed all the way, hit the front in the straight and was too good for them. Number 3, I'm a Legend, won well first up at Goulburn. Slow out, back second last, hit the front at the 200. And number 5, Defeat's got a place home. 2, 7, 3, and 5.
Right, the 8th event, 1 Anecdote, $9.50, 2 Dylan's Romance, $18, 3 Snippernays, $5, 4 Seller, $5, 5 He's a Given, $17, 6 High Rush, $4, 7 Ladies Gem, $12, number 8 Singing Sand, $5.50, 9 out, 10 One of the Kind, $18, 11 Big Legged Woman, $14, 12 Dancing Frying, $31, 13 out, 14 Dies Diamond, $31, and 15 Our Tax Return, $126. The favourite, 4 Even, number 6 High Rush.
Last race of the day, numbers 6, 3, 4 and 8. Number 6, High Rush, looking for a hat-trick. Has won 2 straight lately at Scone and Wyong. Led all the way at Scone, had 61 that day, and then just come off the speed at Wyong to win last start. Sam Clinton rides. She's been on it both its wins. It'll be very hard to run down here. Snippernays on us. 3 placings in a row. Wyong, Newcastle, Wyong. Only just beaten in all 3. Races on the pace. Got a terrific chance. I thought He's a Given trial well for Clary Connors recently. Led in the trial. They joined it at the 800. Headed at the turn. And Josh Parr just let it amble to the line. Just dropped his hand there and let it amble to the line. And number 8, Singing Sand will improve on the first up run. 6, 3, 4, and 8.
All right.
Very good program, as I said. My best bet on the program is in race 2, number 10, the Boomerang. Tried to lead all the way here the other day. He's only had 2 runs. Inexperienced, but after that solid 2,100 here last start, it'd be very hard to run down here. Number 10, the Boomerang. The Quadrilla numbers. We go to race 5 here. I've just had the 3 runners, 7, 8, and 4. Race 6, 1, 7, and 2. Race 7, 2, 7, and 3. And race 8, 6, 3, 4, and 8. As I said, the weather's perfect. The track is likewise, and it's a pretty good program. We go to Newcastle on Saturday. I'll be on at the preview. About 9.45, 9.50, and Sunday is a huge day in the Northwest. The Gunnedah Cup, the 2019 Gunnedah Cup, $40,000 race over the mile. Acceptances this morning, and they had a huge nomination. They could have 8 or 9. Well, they'll have 8 races. They could even have 9 because, as I speak to you, the fields aren't out, but they will be out shortly. Thank you, Sean. Good luck to the punters. Hope they back a winner today.